hot again. And time to start thinking about your air conditioning unit. Rising energy costs, of course, taking a toll on all of us. In your home, your AC is responsible for 40 to 60% of your electricity consumption. But there's a great new way to save a bunch of money and make your home feel better. Permafrost. This is a treatment that can reduce the energy consumption of your AC up to 20%. Permafrost allows the AC unit to blow colder, less humid air, and so that allows it to run less to cool your home. Call them today and have them install this permafrost in your home and in your car, and both will work more efficiently and blow colder, less humid air. 877-75-FROST. Or you can learn more at permafrostinfo.com. It's a one-time treatment, lasts the life of your equipment. It actually lubricates the compressor, so it's good for your equipment. Again, call my friends at MVP Mechanical for permafrost. 877-75-FROST or online at permafrostinfo.com.
June 1958, and the Texas Navy sails again in a lake.
This Week in Texas History, brought to you by KSEV, the voice of Texas, and the Save Texas History program of the General Land Office.
June 14, 1958, Corsicana. When diving is banned in the nearby lake, plumbing inspector Ray Bass decides to see the bottom in his own submarine.
There we go.
Made from an old Army water tank, steel pipe, and inner tubes, the homemade sub costs about $100. With a hand crank screw, the sub makes about 3 knots underwater. Today, Governor Price Daniel commissions the sub into the Texas Navy and makes Ray Bass an admiral. With a bottle of Galveston seawater, a local beauty queen christens the sub the Turtle Two. The sub now rests at a local welding shop. The Turtle Two took its maiden voyage 50 years ago this week in Texas history.
Learn more at SaveTexasHistory.org or call 800-998-4GLO.
There are a lot of reasons to join the Coast Guard. Here's mine.
This is Stingray 2011. I see bales. Lots of them. Appears to be narcotics.
Warning shots didn't stop the smugglers, so we blew out their engines. Then they tried to sink their own boat to destroy the evidence, so we had to rescue them before we could bust them. Wasn't doing stuff like this a year ago. I'm Petty Officer Viverka, and that's why I joined.
When things are at their worst, we're at our best. Visit GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Want to know what's going on in the Houston real estate market? Is it a good time to sell, a good time to buy? What's involved in buying or selling real estate? This is Ronnie Matthews, RE/MAX Realtor. Please join me every Friday afternoon at 2 for the Ronnie and Kathy Matthews Real Estate Show here on KSEB. We'll share with you our insight into the real estate world. It's the Ronnie and Kathy Matthews Real Estate Show, Friday afternoons at 2 p.m. Don't miss it here on The Voice of Texas.
The content of this show is the sole responsibility of Dr. Peter Osborne, Alternatives for Health and Wellness, and KSEV is not responsible for its content and or products or services offered.
Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis is with me. Hi, Dr. Davis. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
All right. If you've got questions you want to call in about alternative medicine, the number to do that is 281-558-5738. Tonight's topic is going to be on infertility, but also on just pregnancy in general, what you can do to improve your overall nutrition and your overall outcomes during pregnancy. And if you're infertile or having infertility issues, what you can do from an alternative medicine perspective to help increase your possibilities of conceiving a child. So I'd like to get in to tonight's topic and talk a little bit about just a common, very common theme that we see in practice, and that is, I'm gonna use some examples here. One of the examples that we commonly see is that women will come into the office and they won't necessarily come in for fertility issues, but they'll come in and they'll be on a medication, a birth control pill or an estrogen-related medication. And that being said, these medications long-term can have certain effects on certain nutrients. So the example that we commonly see is a woman who comes in and she may be in her mid-30s and she's been on some form of birth control for 10 or 15 years or longer, and she's trying to conceive. And unbeknownst to her, the entire time she's been on that medication, medications with estrogen actually decrease folic acid. They can decrease magnesium and vitamin B2 and selenium and zinc and vitamin B12 and a few other nutrients. So you have a long-term use of a medication that's inducing multiple numbers of nutritional deficiencies. And where we kind of come back to that is, let's just take this woman's inability to conceive and let's take that connection with that estrogen. Folic acid deficiency has been shown now to create spontaneous abortion, has been shown to create miscarriage, has been shown to be one of the contributing factors for infertility. And it is one of the most common problems or deficiencies in causing neural tube defects, which are, you know, after the baby's born, things like spina bifida. So here you have the situation where a young woman maybe gets on a birth control pill, takes it for a number of years, ends up inducing, without knowing, the inability to produce children because of the long-term effects of the medication. So it's a very common scenario. I've actually seen that scenario hundreds of times. And in that scenario, it's very, very rare that the woman knew that the side effects from the medication would contribute to that. And so I always go back to, if you're on a medication, please ask your doctor if there are any nutritional relationships as far as creating deficiencies when using that particular medication, because very easily what a woman could do if she's on a medication to elevate her estrogen levels or to prevent unwanted pregnancy is to be basically prophylactic by taking specific nutrients that are known to be depleted. So in essence, she can be preventative. Even though she's using the medication for one purpose, she can take the nutrients in higher doses to prevent some of those side effects. That being said, infertility is commonly caused, although it's not given enough credit, it's commonly caused by malnutrition. There was actually an article in Newsweek just a few months ago where they were doing some Harvard studies, and they finally in the literature, I saw a confirmed connection to nutrition and infertility. So if you've been to an infertility specialist, and maybe a lot of you have out there that have been told that nutrition is not all that important, just remember that just because a lot of doctors don't know a lot about nutrition doesn't mean that it isn't important. If you think about it, you are what you eat. I mean, your body takes what you put in it, and it creates new tissue. And if you're putting junk food in your body, of course, you can create nutritional deficiencies that can lead to difficulty with normal function, creating disease states, but also difficulty with, you know, conceiving a child. And that goes for men alike. A lot of times men think, oh no, I don't have to worry about it. It's the woman's problem or it's my wife's problem. But in essence, it's very common to see men with low sperm counts or to see men with low sperm motility, and very often induced by micronutrient deficiencies. So Dr. Davis, what are some of the things that you look at if somebody comes into your office for, maybe they're not asking for infertility, maybe that's a byproduct, or maybe they come to see you for infertility. What are some of the things that you're looking at and looking for?
Well, I have had a lot of patients who have infertility who come see me. And so initially, I usually will check their thyroid levels and their hormone levels as well as their vitamin levels, because I think all three of them seem to play a pretty large role. It surprises me how many OB-GYNs and how many infertility physicians actually don't check thyroid or progesterone levels prior to starting patients on treatment for infertility. But I think that has actually helped a few of my patients to get pregnant and then maintain their pregnancy once we were able to get their thyroid levels and progesterone levels corrected. What I found in so many women is clearly related to what you were talking about. They are on the birth control pills for years and years trying not to get pregnant, and then as soon as they want to get pregnant, they aren't able to. And I think it's from years of using that and the ovaries just being suppressed to a degree where they no longer produce the correct amounts of progesterone to either get pregnant or maintain the pregnancy. I think for so many women, it's a case of miscarriages very early because they have such low progesterone levels. So I think for me, it's really important that we definitely check their thyroid, their progesterone, And then the vitamins play a huge part. I have many of my patients taking who are trying to get pregnant, who have been pregnant, Juice Plus, which is a great product, which offers a lot of folic acid and B vitamins, and they have a great study of that going on in a city where they have local OBGYNs. There's a few of them that got together, and they only now have their patients on Juice Plus versus prenatal vitamins, and have seen just an amazing amount of success with infertility, with pregnancies, with less complications, preeclampsia. All those things are much better than they have been in the past. So that study is undergoing and is still undergoing right now. But I think it's definitely a combination of many different things, but I think nutritional deficiencies are huge both for the men and the women.
Very well put. I mean, what you mentioned about that study, I think that's fantastic. I mean, it's you know, we see very often that, you know, if we do diet analysis on some of these patients, we can see, you know, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it was for breakfast maybe a bowl of cereal with some type of sugar or artificial sweetener added. For lunch, it was some type of fast food, and then for dinner again, maybe some type of order out or fast food. And of course, none of these are very high quality. And so, interesting to see that just introducing a whole food type of supplement could increase the nutritional content enough to allow these women to have greater fertility, less, and bigger thing is less problems during pregnancy and having a healthier baby, because that's really what it's all about in the end, is having that baby that's quite healthy.
Right.
One of the other dietary factors that we commonly see that people kind of shuck off is caffeine intake. And there have been a number of studies come out here in the last year on high caffeine intake and causing infertility in women. And actually it was shown that it can increase, or rather it can, drinking too much caffeine per day can decrease a woman's chance of getting pregnant by like 27%. It was one of the most recent studies. And they quoted 300 milligrams as the dose, but realizing that caffeine is a diuretic. Those of you who don't know what a diuretic are, a diuretic is basically something that makes you urinate more frequently, and that increased urination can cause the loss of water-soluble nutrients like zinc and magnesium and vitamin C and the B vitamins to be lost in the urine at a higher concentration. So in essence, it can cause malnutrition when taken over long periods of time. So I get patients that come in and they say, well, I only drink one or two cups a day. Well, it's not the one or two cups a day if you did it maybe once in a while. It's the one or two cups a day every day for 10 years that's created a diuretic status, or that's created an increased demand for certain nutrients that has led to the deficiency. So it's not, you know, all of a sudden one cup of coffee is bad or evil. It's that consistent use in excessive amounts and realizing that more than one cup a day is actually excessive, even though people aren't quite aware of that.
I think you have to quantify what a cup is, too. One person's cup is not another person's cup anymore.
Very good point. I one time I had a patient, I said, how many cups a day do you drink? And she had severe muscle spasms to the point where she could barely turn her neck, and she said, just one cup. I said, well, how big is the cup?
Right.
And she says, you know those 44-ounce stop-and-go mugs that you can get for free?
Right.
And I just shook my head. I said, that's not a cup. But anyway, well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more on infertility and pregnancy. If you've got questions, feel free to call in. The number's 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Does your child do poorly in school due to poor focus and lack of attention? Are you being pressured by teachers and doctors to put your child on medication to treat ADD or ADHD, but are nervous about the potential side effects of the medications, such as poor appetite and delayed growth? In today's fast-paced society, most children's diets are inadequate and provide large quantities of refined sugars with minimal vitamins and minerals. Nutritional deficiencies are very common in children diagnosed with ADD and ADHD and have been shown to have a strong relationship with such abnormal behavior. A safe and natural alternative exists. To find out more on how you can help your child without the side effects of medications, call Town Center Wellness today at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. You want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. Their number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Tonight's topic is infertility and pregnancy, and we're out just discussing some of the nutritional complications, hormonal complications of these two conditions. I shouldn't say conditions. Pregnancy could be considered a condition, but it's more a natural state of life, and of course, infertility being a condition, but if you've got questions or want to call in and ask questions, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Before we left for the break, we were talking in the scenario that we kind of got into was how being on birth control pills or estrogen replacement medications can create actual deficiencies that can lead to infertility. And so I want to get into one other very common medication that we sometimes see as being a contributing factor. And the reason I want to talk about this one is because many infertility specialists will use drugs that are basically called insulin sensitizers, like metformin. They will use these to help a woman become pregnant. So let's talk about how that can be counterproductive. Many women have a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome, and it's highly related to excessive insulin production, which also is linked to diabetes. Well, how does that really affect a person? Well, that can create abnormal estrogen metabolism and then lead to abnormal progesterone metabolism. But in addition to that, when you take the medication to lower the insulin, then what ends up happening is the medication can cause a folic acid deficiency, a B12 deficiency, and a coenzyme Q10 deficiency. Well, we know that B12 deficiency can lead to infertility. We know that folic acid deficiency can also lead to infertility. So once again, if that's your scenario, if you've been told you need to take this medication to improve your risk of getting pregnant when you're going to an infertility specialist, please make sure that you talk to your doctor about replacing the B12 and the folic acid and the CoQ10. And the standard amount that maybe a prenatal has is not going to be enough to cut it. The 800 micrograms or the 1,000 micrograms of folate just won't be enough to cover that. And generally the 20 micrograms or so that are in a prenatal of vitamin B12 are not going to be enough to overcome that medication load. Dr. Davis, I know you deal a lot more with hormones than I do, and so talking about that polycystic ovarian, what are some of the things that you see? What are some of the patterns that you see, and how do you address those? And go ahead.
Okay. With polycystic ovarian syndrome, what we typically find is many women begin with that in their early life, so around 12 or 13. They start with very heavy cycles that are irregular, very painful, very crampy. Sometimes they regulate, sometimes they don't. And so over time, as they get into their 20s and 30s, they tend to develop hair growth in places that should not be, develop acne, and have a very difficult time losing weight. So I think with polycystic ovaries, there's really a huge amount of things that are going on. The adrenal glands aren't working well. Typically, the thyroid gland is not working well. The progesterone levels are definitely not where they need to be. And usually, we have an excessive amount of DHEA and testosterone, which is actually what leads to the elevated insulin resistance. So I do have a lot of patients who first I adjust their diet. That's critical for patients with polycystic ovaries. They unfortunately cannot tolerate white carbohydrates really to much of any degree. They are unfortunately their enemy, so we essentially try to get them off as many carbohydrates or the bad carbohydrates as possible, try to switch them to all whole grains and minimal portions of those, focus on a diet really focused on proteins, vegetables, nuts, and then vitamin replacement. I do tend to treat some women with metformin because I do find that sometimes a diet alone will not bring their insulin resistance back to where it needs to be, while keeping in mind that we do have to replace their nutrients as we're doing that. But it's really important for someone trying to achieve pregnancy with polycystic ovaries that their progesterone levels are high enough for them to not only get pregnant, but to stay pregnant. And then we try to bring those testosterone levels down with a combination of saw palmetto and a combination of metformin and diet. And so it's really critical to get that balance obtained with diet, nutrition, their vitamins, and with the hormones. So it is really a pretty complicated disease to treat, and for a lot of women, very, very difficult for them to get pregnant with unless we can get all of those things just exactly balanced where they need to be.
Interesting that you mentioned carbohydrates. I see a pattern in my office of women that come in that are actually, when we test them, they're gluten intolerant. I know you do some allergy testing.
Right.
What is that something that you're commonly seeing in these women?
I'm not sure if it's a gluten intolerance as much as I know that the carbohydrate intake with their insulin sensitivity and resistance is just not, we just cannot have that at any balance because the carbohydrates really elevates their insulin resistance even if they have a small, tiny bit. So it's just something that I found to be key for those patients really trying to get their polycystic ovaries under control. We have to get them on a very strict diet until we can get everything under control, and then we can modify it a little bit so that they can, you know, live a life of some kind of reality. But I don't know if it's so much of a gluten intolerance. I do know that the ones that are off their carbohydrates, they feel so much better. So I haven't seen that as much as a tie, but I do know that those carbohydrates and that insulin resistance just make them feel awful. And unfortunately, they tend to crave more carbohydrates. Because they're so used to feeling this way, they feel like they need more sugar and more sugar and more sugar. So many of these polycystic ovarian patients end up eating nothing but sugars and sweets and things because that's what they feel like their body is craving and needing when it's the exact opposite of what they need.
Well, there have been some studies that show that certain carbohydrate foods actually stimulate pleasure centers in the brain, almost like morphine or other medications that can be very addictive. So, you know, that pattern is something that we certainly do see quite a bit in our office as well.
Right. I probably would need to test a little bit more to see if it's an actual gluten intolerance, but I know most of them won't even go back to eating the way they used to once they're able to get away from it. They feel so much better off those white carbohydrates that they really tend to stay away from it as much as possible.
Yeah, and that's good advice, really, generally speaking, for
right,
anyone
for
who's
anyone,
out there.
Right.
Because there's a saying, I learned this when I was in graduate school. One of my instructors used to say, the whiter the bread, the sooner you're dead.
And, great thing.
Yeah, we always got a kick out of it. So,
but
it's very true.
I think people feel like they're deprived if they can't have cakes and cookies and pies and sweets and white rice and white pasta. And I think once they see that they feel so much better without them, that they don't feel like they're deprived anymore because they tend to start to feel better and have more energy and be able to think clearly and their brain fog goes away and they start to lose some weight, and it just has so many positives that I think the negatives of not eating those particular things finally seem to go away for them.
Yeah, I would agree. It has to be a mindset going into it that patient has to realize that, you know, you can't live to eat. You have to eat to live.
Right.
And that being said, you know, a lot of that deprivation issue can kind of resolve on its own if they're feeling, especially if they're becoming less symptomatic of some of the things that were actually bothering them.
Right.
because one of the patterns we see in these women is not just, I mean, they may have PCOS and they may be infertile, but they've got so many other problems and so many other issues. You know, I have a 12-page questionnaire that I ask of all my patients to fill out, and basically when I go through there, and there's over 180 questions in there, and, you know, they're all basic symptom-based questions, and so what I see is yes to, you know, 80% of the things that are in there, and the questions are designed so that if there's a yes answer, that means that that's a problem, and so it can draw my attention a little bit quicker to that. So, and that's very, very common in these patients. They just have a high degree of multiple issues, multiple problems, multi-systemic disease, not just the infertility. I think it just shows up in that way,
right?
Because they're trying to have a child, and then they end up coming in and they're getting that treated without really even addressing a lot of those other issues.
Right.
We got a few more minutes here yet. If you've got questions and you want to call in, the number here is 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. I want to talk a little bit about how to identify micronutrient deficiencies, because a lot of patients, you know, are listening to this and they're saying, well, this is good information, but what can I really do, or what can I really take to my doctor? There's a fantastic lab test called SpectraCell, and any doctor can perform it. It's basically, it's a lymphocyte proliferation test. What that means is you can use the white blood cells, and you can actually look inside the white blood cell to determine what is and what is not deficient. It's a functional test, so, you know, diet and food and your mood and what time you went to bed last night, none of those things will affect the test the day you take it. It'll actually give you a six-month average of what your nutritional status of more than 30 micronutrients actually are. And so, if you want a really good comprehensive look at whether or not nutrition is playing a role in infertility, ask your doctor about SpectraCell. You can also visit their website at SpectraCell.com. I would also encourage you, if you go to TownCenterWellness.com, there is an actual link you can click on the front page. It's an infertility link. And there's a diagram there, and it's referenced, and it talks about the different vitamins and minerals and deficiencies and different aspects that can affect fertility. And it's just an educational piece, and you're more than welcome to go to the site and download it and use it for your own information or take it to your doctor. We're going to go to line one. We've got a question from Glory on carbohydrates. Glory, what can we do for you?
My name's Lori.
Oh, Lori, sorry.
And typo. I want to know, does it make a different type of pair? Our starches, like Mexicans make their rice fried, before they put water in it and steam it or boil it. And like we eat granola, like oatmeal baked or oatmeal put on a stove with water. Does that make more gluten or fried or steamed potatoes or fried potatoes or boiled potatoes? Does that make a difference in the starches?
Well,
as far as the gluten goes.
Well, there's no gluten in potatoes, but as far as rice, as far as corn, and as far as oats, there's gluten in all three. Gluten is gluten is a protein found in all grain. Potatoes are technically, they're not a grain.
Okay.
So your question is there a difference between how you prepare the food as to how much gluten is in it, or?
Yes. Like we have fried or baked or boiled.
Yeah, fried would probably be your last option. I would definitely tend to avoid fried, simply because of the oxidation process of heating up the oil.
Okay.
As far as boiled, and what was the other way?
Steamed, fried, baked, or boiled.
Steamed, baked, and boiled. Those will be your better choices.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I mean, like oatmeal, could you boil it with water? Or when you have granola, where it's baked.
I don't think preparing those foods decreases or increases the amount of gluten in them, does it?
No, but what it can do is it can expose the gluten so that your immune, if you have a gluten intolerance, and basically it's a matter of your immune system being exposed to it. And certain ways to prepare different foods will actually create a more exposed gluten molecule. So the more, generally speaking, the more heat processed a food is, the more that gluten is freed up to interact with your immune system. So technically, I mean, if you really wanted to avoid it, you would eat the grain raw. But of course, if you ate the grain raw, it would rub your gums and make them bloody, because raw grains are just very, very abrasive.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to cut to break real quick, and if you've got a question, feel free to call in, 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping you find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Town Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. Now, if you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Town Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Town Center Wellness today. 281-240-2229 and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Tired of being thick around the middle? Does your skin flap like a chicken when you wave goodbye? Are those saddlebags getting on your nerves? Well, Cool Lipo is here and the results are amazing. As we grow older, our skin begins to show the signs of sun and lifestyle. The face and neck are exposed to the sun more than any other part of the body and tend to age more quickly. And we look for expensive creams and lotions to erase the signs of aging, and some people even consider surgery. At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can perform Cool Lipo, a non-surgical procedure, in our office. And there's no downtime, and it takes less time than a trip to the grocery store. Consider Cool Lipo to remove fatty tissue under the chin, neck, arms, abdomen, and even thighs. Call Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today for more information at 281-362-0014. We'll have you back in swimsuit shape in no time at all. Call us at 281-362-0014 for your Cool Lipo consultation. 281-362-0014.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. And tonight we're talking about infertility and pregnancy and nutritional relationships involving the two and things that you can do from an alternative medicine perspective to either improve your pregnancy outcome or to get pregnant if you're trying to get pregnant. And so if you've got questions you want to call in, the number here to do that is 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. So as we left for the break, we were talking a little bit more about certain micronutrient deficiencies and how you could actually identify some of these micronutrient deficiencies. And this is one of the things that I strongly encourage that you do if you haven't done already. simply because I can tell you just in my experience, and I've worked with several infertility doctors, and this is not to say anything bad, but certainly most of them don't do any nutritional workup. Their job is simply to give certain hormones or do certain procedures that increase the rate of conceiving a child, and nutrition is kind of an afterthought on their minds. And so if you haven't considered that, here's some reasons to consider it. If you get pregnant and you were not able to get pregnant, and one of the reasons was because of a nutritional issue, then the outcome for the baby is going to be reduced. In essence, the child may not come out as healthy as what it could have come out. In essence, you may see certain birth defects. And I don't say this to scare you, but certainly it's something you should take very seriously. If you decide to bring a child into the world, then you want to make sure that you get that foundation set up properly. I personally recommend, if you're looking at getting pregnant, to evaluate your nutritional status, 4 to 6 months before you even make the attempt. And simply put, that way you can ensure, at least nutritionally, you're going to provide a good, solid foundation for that baby, and you're going to increase your chances of a healthy outcome for the child. And once again, one of the tests that you can have your doctor perform is by a lab called SpectraCell. The lab is international, or not international, but is a national lab. So, it doesn't matter what state you're in. It doesn't matter, what city you're in. You can get your doctor to order that test, and it's something I would recommend that you do. We're going to go quick to line one. We've got Yvonne. She's got a question about SpectraCell. Yvonne, thanks for calling in.
Good evening. I'm one of your regulars here, and I have a question and a comment. First, my comment is regarding you and Dr. Davis were discussing the gluten and infertility. One of the symptoms of celiac disease can be infertility. I am a registered nurse, and I also have celiac. So that, and sometimes, too, with lupus, we will see a lot of miscarriages. So if that's the problem, sometimes, unfortunately, it's a little more than just malnutrition related to diet. My question is, since the SpectraCell is performed on the white cells, the lymphocyte, if you come back normal, for some reason, because of disease or something else, you have a reduction in the number of lymphocytes, are you still going to be exhibiting symptoms of deficiency and maybe need an increase?
Let me make sure I understand your question. You're saying if you have a deficiency of lymphocytes,
yes,
via some sort of disease or some type of anemia, et cetera,
right.
Would that require you to, would that falter the test results? Would that alter the test results?
Answer that part, and then I'll see. Is that, because I think it's done just on one isolated cell, is that correct?
No. We take, as long as we have enough cells to grow, we can take the cells and we can grow them. And that's really the answer. As long as the cells will grow adequately, then we're going to get an accurate representation.
Oh, okay.
But I have found in some patients who have lupus and other autoimmune disorders, sometimes their cells just don't grow.
Oh, okay.
So in those cases, sometimes we can't get an answer. But that's really pretty rare. Usually if we'll try it again, we'll eventually get their cells to grow. Sometimes I actually have to put them on some vitamins and then test them, and that sometimes increases their ability to grow those cells. But there are a few occasional times when with some severe autoimmune disorders, we can't even really, their cells just will not even grow.
All right. Okay. That's very helpful for me to know. I appreciate that. And I enjoy your show and spread the news here. So,
well, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Yvonne.
All right.
I want to just say something, because Yvonne mentioned lupus and celiac disease, and there's something I think that you should be very, very well aware of, because we're talking about gluten sensitivity. And realize it's a lot of people and a lot of doctors alike think that gluten sensitivity and celiac disease are one and the same. And I just want to clarify something. Celiac disease is an autoimmune disease of the intestines, and it's caused by somebody who has a gluten sensitivity or gluten allergy. It's an immune reaction in the intestine that creates an autoimmune destruction of the intestinal lining. That being said, you should also know that a person can have what's called non-celiac gluten sensitivity, which is when they react to gluten and their immune system reacts to gluten, okay? But it doesn't affect the intestine, so it doesn't show up exactly like celiac disease. That being said, there's only one known cause for autoimmune disease, and that is gluten intolerance or gluten sensitivity. So, and I'm going to say this because I see a lot of lupus in my practice. Actually, one of the most common diseases that I treat are rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. I see a lot of autoimmune disease, and one of the common denominators that we see a lot of times in autoimmune disease is gluten sensitivity. So I just want to make sure that everybody's clear on that and everybody understands that, because I think it's an important delineation, because we do a lot of talking about gluten on the show from time to time. So, but thanks for calling in, Yvonne, and that was an excellent question. On to nutritional relationships with infertility. I want to talk a little bit about antioxidant status, because antioxidants are a buzzword right now, and we hear, you know, they're making green teas with antioxidants, they're making vitamin waters with antioxidants. And so what is an antioxidant? Why is an antioxidant important, and how does it relate to fertility? And one of the things you need to know is that basically an antioxidant is a chemical that you get from food or that your cells make that help to combat a different type of chemical called a free radical. Free radicals can do damage to the DNA, can do damage to the cell wall, can do damage to the internal cellular organelles. And so the more damage it's done, the more abnormal the cell can behave, and therefore we can see disease progress a little bit more aggressively. So antioxidant status, why is that important for infertility? Well, if antioxidant status is low, then the actual egg itself is not as well protected, and so it becomes less viable. But even more important, a lot of research is showing antioxidant status affecting sperm count and sperm motility. The sperm has to swim upstream, and it has to stay alive. And one of the things that we see that is high in sperm, as far as nutrients are concerned, one is vitamin C, one is coenzyme Q10, and one is carnitine. And all three of these have antioxidant properties. So important to understand that an antioxidant status is going to affect fertility. And that's just one of the things I commonly see in my practice anyway, that infertility doctors kind of tend to dismiss. So I want to encourage you not to allow that to be dismissed, and be persistent when seeking out nutritional advice on increasing your odds at infertility, or at increasing your odds at conceiving, and increasing your odds at having and conceiving a healthy child. Dr. Davis, I know you do a lot of antioxidant testing. I see very commonly in infertility, I see a lot of low antioxidant status. Is that kind of what you see? Do you see that pattern?
I do. I see that quite a bit because, again, you know, just like you mentioned before, those patients trying to get pregnant tend to be very stressed about trying to get pregnant. And, of course, stress, I think, is one of the number one factors that eats away at our antioxidants. So it just sort of goes hand in hand, and then their antioxidant levels come back really low, as well as so many other nutritional deficiencies. As you mentioned before, the zinc, the B12 seem to be really huge, the folic acid. Those are the ones that I think I see the most commonly.
Yeah, I would agree. Do you do any genetic testing on the MTHFR gene to determine whether or not they're folic acid? I get some persistent B12 and folic acid deficient patients.
Yeah.
And
we just started that with the micelle test that we're doing now. And so we're just starting that testing right now. So I think you probably have a lot more experience with that in particular. But I have seen consistently some patients just not really improve with their B12 folic acid levels. Even with replacement. So I think that's probably the next step for us, is to figure out that and that gene and then start working on that.
Yeah, I actually find that in patients that have the genetic variation in B12 metabolism and folate metabolism, the doses that you have to use are so much dramatically higher than what's in a prenatal or than what's in any over-the-counter type of supplement.
Right.
I mean, just with B12 alone, sometimes I'm upwards of 20,000 micrograms a day, which is, it was like 38,000 times the RDA. And with folic acid, I'm just as high in many cases with folic acid, just to try to get those things corrected. Interestingly enough, when we find those variations and we correct those deficiencies, we oftentimes see resolution of a lot of other problems. Because as you know, I mean, folate is necessary for serotonin synthesis. It's necessary for dopamine synthesis. So a lot of times these women that are infertile are depressed, and they have neurotransmitter imbalances. And so a lot of times identifying these genetic variations and then, you know, addressing them accordingly can be quite beneficial. And so those of you who are not aware of genetic testing, it's really a pioneering, it's on the frontier of the future of medicine, I think. I think you're going to see a lot more doctors performing genetic tests in the future. And one of the reasons why is when we have certain genes that we've studied well enough that can have a strong, profound impact on overall health, then we can modify a person's environment, modify a person's diet to accommodate the gene, to accommodate the genome. Because you can't change your gene. You can't alter your gene. You're born with it. You can thank your parents for that. But all you can really do is accommodate it. But if you don't know how to accommodate it or what to accommodate, then it can become very mysterious and illnesses can crop up. And, you know, talking about infertility and talking about miscarriages or spontaneous abortion or not carrying to full term, all those things can be contributed to by genetic variants that can create or that can predispose an individual to being malnourished because of that deficiency. If you've got questions and you want to call in, the number's 281-558-5738. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up and talk a little bit more about what your approach can be to help improve your odds at infertility, what your approach should be, and what your approach should be as far as nutrition and nutritional requirements during pregnancy. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Talent Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. Now, if you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Talent Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Talent Center Wellness today. 281-240-2229 and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping you find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis, and you're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Tonight's topic is infertility and maintaining pregnancy or being able to get pregnant, as well as nutritional health during pregnancy. So if you've got questions on those topics, want to get something answered, please feel free to call us, 281-558-5738. And it's 281-558-5738. So before we left for the break, we had a couple of good questions, and I wanted to get into just general strategies that an individual can use if they want to try to start conceiving. General nutritional strategies, general doctor visit types of strategies to increase the odds to improve the overall health, not only of the pregnancy and the mom, but of the child. And so my number one recommendation is eliminating carbohydrates that are processed in the diet. Eliminating processed carbohydrates reduces a lot of nutrient-sucking calories and therefore allows the body to work a little bit more efficiently. Rule number two is eliminate caffeine from the diet. Caffeine also causes an increase in the utilization of certain nutrients. It stimulates overproduction of thyroid hormone. It can cause blood pressure increase, and it can cause infertility or increase the risk for infertility. It also affects the ability to absorb iron and calcium. You want to remove artificial sweeteners from the diet. What's interesting, if you check, I think it's the website for the CDC or for the National Health Institute, and they have a document on there that says women who are pregnant or are thinking of getting pregnant shouldn't consume artificial sweeteners. And I thought, well, if it's not okay for people who are pregnant, why is it okay for regular folks? It's kind of a double standard. But anyway, eliminating artificial sweeteners because of their known, some of them have known carcinogenic or cancer-causing effects. Removing alcohol, removing recreational drugs, removing cigarettes, all those things are important when preparing and trying to raise a family. Dr. Davis, you can chime in. What are some of the things that you would recommend?
Well, I think something that's important for everyone to understand who's listening is, you know, when you take this kind of information to your physician, most of them, unfortunately, are not going to always listen to the fact that, you know, these are the things that are your concern. So I think you have to educate yourself and read and learn, and that's really going to empower you on the changes that you have to make. I mean, as a physician, I can tell you in medical school, we learned 1 hour of nutrition in our entire medical school training. And of that, really, all we were told to do is refer a patient to a nutritionist and dietitian if they have dietary and nutritional problems. So I can tell you, you know, first-handed that our nutritional background was zero through medical school. So for those of us who have decided to accept other methods of trying to treat patients, it really has taken a lot of our own, you know, exploring, understanding, and training to come to this conclusion, and that's how we're able to do the kind of testing that you need to have done. So it's important to know that sometimes you're still going to take this information to a physician, and they will tell you that your B12 and folic acids are fine, your thyroid's fine, your progesterone's fine, but it's important to understand that really you have to have a good understanding and training in all of these different things. Like Dr. Osborne has had that training, I've had that training, and we can hopefully help guide you in those particular types of things. And then, you know, we're not telling the other physicians are not important. They certainly are. And the infertility physicians are very important. Your OBGYN is very important. And those things that they can do can only help. So I think it takes a combined effort of doing lots of different things to really get your body prepared for infertility, pregnancy, and all those things. And so I feel like some people just get frustrated because they come to me or they come to you or they come to their other physician, and they're going to be told 6 different things. And unfortunately, that's just reality, and that's the way it is right now. But if we really take the time to educate yourself on what you need to do, you'll be astonished at the information that's out there in published data, published journals, published articles that are just not relevant to the everyday physician practice. And so I think it's just that's probably the key for me is really trying to educate my patients on what they can do. It doesn't mean that whatever people tell them to do is not right or wrong. It's just that it takes, you know, a whole variety of different things to get you where it's really where you need to be.
That was very well put. I couldn't say it any better. Knowledge is power.
Right.
Empower yourself through education. And I'll just add that you want to find a valid source for your education. Don't listen to the nightly news. Don't pick up a small article out of Reader's Digest. Usually those writers and those news reporters have no foundation or no background to be able to even validate the report that they're reporting on. And so, you know, when you're reading and you're looking at medical studies, you have to be able to know how to basically evaluate that study for its potency, for its validity. And so the bottom line is, if you're getting most of your information from just the general lay press, it's probably a pretty bad idea. I recommend that you get online. There's some great websites like PubMed.com, which is the National Library of Medicine website. Anybody can access it. It's easy to work. It's easy to operate. You can type in vitamin deficiencies in pregnancy and pull up just a number of different peer-reviewed medical journal articles that you can read and help educate yourself and become more and more knowledgeable about these different types of topics that are near and dear to your health. But absolutely, empower yourself through knowledge. Those of you who are interested in learning more, I know, Dr. Davis, don't you have a web newsletter that you put out?
Sure, I sure do. You can go to my website, woodlandswellness.com, and you can sign up for the newsletter there. And we do try to put in information monthly that's relevant to topics like this, and hope that you find that helpful.
I also have a newsletter that I put out, and it's a bi-monthly newsletter, and you're more than welcome to sign up. It's at towncenterwellness.com. If you do sign up, we actually are doing a free pregnancy and infertility report, and it'll just break down more of what we didn't get time to talk about on tonight's show. So if it's something you're interested in, please go by and sign up. We don't spam. We don't sell your information. We want to make sure that we hold you confidential, so don't fear spam if you do. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis signing out, and you're listening to Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Have a great week.
If you're thinking about it, we're not just talking about it. We're doing something about it. Radioactive, AM 700 KSEV, Tomball, Houston.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A big night in baseball. Ken Griffey Jr. has hit his 600th homer for the Cincinnati Reds, becoming only the sixth baseball player in history to accomplish that feat. The left-handed outfielder reached the milestone on a 3-1 pitch in the first inning against the Florida Marlins. A 25-year-old man from Miami says he put the home run ball in a wool cap, but someone ripped the cap from his hands. The Marlins have announced that Major League Baseball has authenticated the ball for a middle-aged male fan who would only give his first name, Joe. An embankment along a man-made lake gave way under severe flooding today, unleashing a powerful current that ripped five homes off their foundations and sent them floating down the Wisconsin River. Governor Jim Boyle has surveyed the damage from the air.
There was a highway built up around Lake Delton, where there was a breach, and water has been moving very rapidly out of Lake Delton into the Wisconsin River. There were several condos and homes that were washed away.
While the Midwest struggled with flooding, the East was sweltering. However, some New Yorkers, like Lauren, say folks always complain about the weather.
Yeah, I guess it gets cooler and we're happier. You don't like the hot, you don't like the cold. You're never happy, right?
Heat advisories were posted today for the Carolinas to Connecticut. New York City recorded a high of 99. Barack Obama and John McCain are exchanging more barbs about the economy. Obama says his GOP rival wants to continue President Bush's policies on taxes, spending, and energy.
Now John McCain wants to give us another. Well, we've been there once. We're not going back. It's time to move this country forward.
McCain says Obama's plan to end tax cuts for upper-income earners would only make things worse. This is AP Radio News. Not much more for the Shuttle Discovery astronauts to do aboard the International Space Station.
They will be installing the backup drive system in the JPM. It's part of the GEM robotic system. And then they'll have some time for off-duty. And toward the end of the day, we'll have our farewell and hatch closing ceremony about 3 o'clock.
Shuttle Flight Director Annette Hasbrook says the crews of the shuttle and space station will say sayonara.
Once the hatches are closed, we'll depress the vestibules, and then the crew will each be on their own side of the hatch.